The following is a recording of the Maria Verona teleconference with iAdvise on Monday, October 28th, 2013 at 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Jennifer, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Zebra Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Maria Verona of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to Zebra Inn's conference call, in which the company will be discussing its acquisition strategy update as well as 3Q13 earnings report. We are very pleased that you could join us today. From the company, we have Mr. Victor Zorrilla, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Lizeth Chang, Investor Relations Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. All of the announcements regarding hotel acquisitions were distributed to the market previously and are available on the Zebra Inn website in the Investor Relations section. If you did not receive them or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution lists, please contact iAdvise Corporate Communications in New York at 212-406-3691 after this call. Thank you, and now I will turn the call over to Ms. Lizeth Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. During this quarter, in an ongoing effort to reinforce Zebra Inn's investor relations communication with the market, we conducted a non-deal roadshow during the months of September and October, visiting pension funds, research analysts, fund managers, and private banking institutions in Mexico. We also issued several press releases with company updates. Coming in November, we will be going abroad to visit the international institutions. Our objective of these meetings is to clarify the strategic actions based by Zebra Inn amidst a high volatility environment, mainly due to an increase in long-term interest rates in the United States and Mexico, the Mexican tax reform, and the recent slowdown of the Mexican economy. In order to communicate this information with you today, our agenda of this call will be as follows. Mr. Victor Zorrilla will begin by discussing the quarterly distribution and the corresponding dividend yield, our agreement with Marriott International, and the company's latest acquisition, future pipeline, and developments, as well as the new coverage targets for upcoming acquisitions and developments. Following Mr. Zorrilla's presentation, Mr. Oscar Calvillo will review Zebra Inn's organic growth, the operating margin analysis, the status of bank debt negotiation, the strategy to follow with regards to the proposal of the tax reform, and a market analysis by region for the quarter. Also, please note that during the analysis of the acquired hotels, we will be referencing cap rate levels, which are calculated on a forward-looking basis to the year when we consider the hotel will be stabilized. This cap rate is based on an NOI valuation, and we will be using the acquisition value after tax and expenses. These expenses correspond mainly to real estate transfer tax, the acquisition fee, the due diligence process, notary expenses, initial working capital, and remodeling expenses for additional room and rebranding of existing ones when needed. Thank you for your attention. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Victor Zorrilla for his presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your interest in Zebra Inn. Distribution and dividend yield. On October 23rd, Zebra Inn's technical committee approved the third distribution to our certificate holders for this year. The payment date will be November 19th of this year for a total amount of 60.4 million pesos, equivalent to 23.38 Mexican cents per certificate. The breakdown is as follows. 26.8 million pesos in taxable income, or 10.39 cents per certificate, and 33.6 million pesos in return of capital, or 13 cents per certificate based on the results and operations of FIBRAIN during the third quarter of 2013. The annual dividend yield is 5.1% based on the IPO price of our certificate of 18.5 pesos and 6.0% at the closing price for last Friday, October 25th. Agreement with Marriott International. Moving on to our agreement with Marriott International, we are very glad to announce that we signed an agreement with this company, one of the top three U.S. hotel brands that also has worldwide recognition. Additionally, Marriott is a very well-positioned brand in Mexico, and it's top of mind among business travelers. This agreement is for its full-service brand as well as select-service brands, namely Marriott Full Service, Courtyard by Marriott, Residence Inn by Marriott, and Fairfield by Marriott. The concept is to develop a minimum of 15 hotels in the next 3 to 4 years in the key areas of Bajío, the oil-related cities along the Gulf Coast, as well as the heavily industrial areas of northern Mexico. The agreement includes a clause in which the franchise royalty fees would be reduced throughout the life of the contract. FIBRAIN acquired its first Marriott hotel in the city of Puebla on August 30, 2013, at which point Marriott International approved FIBRAIN as franchisee and hotel operator of its full-service hotels. This type of agreement demonstrates FIBRAIN's ability to attract partnerships with some of the largest hotel chains in the world and bring them successfully to the Mexican market. Moving on to our latest acquisitions, I would like to mention that up to now, FIBRAIN has a total of 17 hotels in its portfolio that are focused on serving the business traveler, out of which 11 are select service, 1 is limited service, and 5 are full service hotels. These 17 hotels are located in 10 Mexican states, operating 3,126 rooms, out of which 304 rooms are currently under construction. During the third quarter of this year, the company acquired 4 hotels with cap rates of between 9 and 10%, which were paid in cash with the proceeds of the initial public offering. On July 24th of this year, FIBRAIN paid 193.6 million pesos for the Holiday Inn Puebla La Noria with a 10.5% cap rate. This is a full-service hotel with 150 rooms. On August 21st, we acquired the Camino Real Guanajuato for 230 million pesos, representing a stabilized cap rate of 9.2%. This full-service hotel operates 105 rooms at this point, but we are expanding it by 50 rooms with an investment of 28.8 million pesos. We expect that this will be fully operational by the third quarter of 2014. On August 23rd, we acquired an independent hotel in the Bajío region, the Hotel Mexico Plaza Irapuato, for 93 million pesos with a 10.1% cap rate. This hotel will be rebranded to a Wyndham Garden and is our first hotel in the limited service segment with 102 rooms under operation. On August 30th, we paid $27.8 million or 370.3 million pesos for the Marriott Puebla at a stabilized cap rate of 10.1%. This full-service hotel operates 192 rooms, and we are adding another 100 rooms with a $7.1 million investment. This addition of rooms will be in operation in the fourth quarter of 2014. Additionally, on September the 3rd, FIBRAIN announced the signing of a binding agreement to acquire the Holiday Inn Mexico Coyoacán for 468 million pesos. FIBRAIN, through its legal representative, holds a non-mandatory option to purchase this property, which is binding for the current owners but not on FIBRAIN. We are currently reviewing the option of whether or not to purchase this property due to the implications of the tax reforms that were recently announced. 43% of hotel revenue is derived from meeting room rentals and 6% from food and beverage. Therefore, unless the profitability conditions of the FIBRA are met, we may hold off on completing the acquisition at the original price. Our goal is to ensure that the new hotels add value to the current portfolio of the FIBRA. future pipeline and developments. Now let's talk about the future pipeline and the new cap rate targets for upcoming acquisitions and developments. As always, our number one priority is to deliver distributions to our investors. Therefore, as I previously mentioned, we are focused on quality properties that will add value to the FIBRA. The Marriott Puebla is a good example of this. The operational savings have exceeded our expectations. As a result, we have achieved and surpassed the anticipated cap rate of 10.1 with the current room count, even before the addition of rooms. With the current room count, we registered an 11.2 cap rate during the third quarter. The Mexico Plaza Irapuato Hotel is a similar story. Due to its excellent performance and over 80% occupancy rate, our achieved cap rate for the quarter was 13.5% compared with the 10.1% we projected at the time of the acquisition. The Camino Real Guanajuato was in the portfolio of the FIBRA on September 2013, but if we considered the full quarter's result, the cap rate would have been 8.1%. Therefore, we also anticipate achieving and surpassing the previously announced 9.2% once we conclude the addition of 50 rooms. Due to the volatility and trends of the capital markets, the certificate market value of FIBRA Inc. has been negatively impacted in recent months, mainly because of the long-term interest rate increases in both Mexico and the United States. Nevertheless, we consider that FIBRA Inc.'s fundamentals are solid. Therefore, due to the increasing long-term interest rate as we mentioned before and the economic slowdown, we have defined a new level of stabilized cap rates of no less than 10% in acquisitions and no less than 11% for developments, excluding the Mexico City metropolitan area, where the target is 9.5% acquisition cap rate and 10.5% development cap rate. Please note that financial valuations for acquisitions are based on independent market studies performed by consulting firms, and we are being even more conservative in our projections in order to make the final decisions to acquire a hotel. We will remain focused on acquiring hotels to serve the business traveler, which is a more stable segment that is resilient to macroeconomic downturns. These new cap rate levels will steer us to be more selective when choosing hotels to assure the profitability of the FIBRA. Our current pipeline, valued at 5.7 billion pesos, is robust and composed of 26 hotels and 3 developments with an estimated 4,500 rooms. Our strategic adjustment is evident when you compare this to the previous quarter, when we were considering a portfolio of 8.5 billion pesos comprised by 30 hotels with 5,200 rooms. Our intention is to acquire 13 additional hotels during the fourth quarter of this year and the full year of 2014 in order to reach approximately 30 hotels at the conclusion of next year. This will represent approximately 5,636 rooms, including the addition of 300 extra rooms under construction. The remaining cash resources of about 700 million pesos plus debt of 2.3 billion pesos for a total of 3 billion pesos should give us the funds required to purchase these hotels. Currently, we are specifically looking at a pipeline of 29 properties among acquisitions and developments. 55% are located in central Mexico, 24% in the northeast, 7% in the west, and 24% in the southeast. We are working to increase our geographic diversification by operating with several global brands, as you have seen. 50% of that pipeline is currently in the midst of an operating and financial due diligence process, while the other half is in its final stage of analysis. It is our belief that the overall market for acquisitions is very fragmented. Of the total count, there are almost 63% independent hotels that currently operate without a major brand name. We are also finding that there is a strong demand for lodging. Just a few examples. In central Mexican states, particularly in the Bajío region, Demand is growing because of the auto, aerospace, and industrial growth in cities such as San Luis Potosí, Guanajuato, Querétaro, and Aguascalientes. In the states located around the Gulf of Mexico, there is a growing potential due to the energy reform that, if approved, will boost demand in cities such as Villahermosa, Tabasco, Ciudad del Carmen, Campeche, and the state of Veracruz. Additionally, the industrial regions of the north and northeast, as well as border towns, are very interesting due to the growth of maquiladoras. And certainly, the major cities such as Mexico City, Monterrey, and Guadalajara are always key locations due to their size and economic activity. As we have expressed in the past, our strategic focus is to operate well-recognized global brands. As such, we are looking to continue adding independent hotels to our portfolio in order to rebrand them according to the major brands that we have in our portfolio. With regards to development, I would like to mention that currently we do not have land banks for future greenfields. I want to reiterate that Ibrahim is looking at development projects at cap rates of no less than 11% based on our new targets of profitability. And finally, today we are in the final stages of the analysis of three projects. Thank you. That concludes my comments. I would now like to turn the call over to our CFO, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, who will review various facets of the company's financial strategy and performance.
Thanks, Victor, and good morning, everybody. Let's review some relevant data of this third quarter. As we have been communicating, FIBRA's same-store sales RevPAR indicator for the third quarter of 2013 grew 12.1 when compared to the same quarter of last year. Looking at the solid performance of our hotels makes us confident in our business model despite the Mexican economic slowdown. In same-store sales terms and putting together the historical data of the 17 hotels that we currently have in our portfolio, the RevPAR still grew 6.1 this third quarter 2013 when compared to three quarters 2012. This RevPAR growth was boosted mainly by a 3.3 growth in occupancy or 2 percentage points gain and 1.4 growth in the average daily rate when compared to the same period last year. Likewise, the compound annual growth rate of the RevPAR has increased by 5.8 from three quarters 2010 to three quarters 2013. This compound annual growth in RevPAR comes basically from an 11% growth in occupancy or 6 percentage points gain and an annual increase of 2.2 in the average daily rate. Operating margins. Moving on to review the operating performance for the hotels, in the third quarter of 2013, the total hotel revenue was 157 million pesos, 89% corresponding to room revenue, and 11% to other income related to food and beverage as well as others. After the expenses are paid by the tenant, the FIBRA receives a rent that is equivalent to 35% of the total hotel revenue, and another 6% is transferred to the FIBRA through its subsidiary after hotel revenue and after paying for real estate services. This quarter, FIBRA income totaled 65.2 million pesos, from which 55.10 million pesos were rental revenue and 9.5 million were revenue from real estate services. Additionally, it's important to note that the NOI of FIBRA represents 37.3% of the total hotel revenue. Bank debt negotiation. Based on the technical committee authorization that took place on August 22, 2013, the company has been working with some major banks to seek credit for 2.3 billion pesos, preferable in the form of a 5-year revolving credit facility. Their proposals are around an interest rate of TIIE plus 2.5 percentage points. From a strategic point of view, FIBRA Inc. senior management considers the following priorities when contracting debt for acquisitions and development. Flexibility for short-term credit to allow the company to take advantage of acquisition and development opportunities. Possibility of anticipated payments without penalty, taking advantage of the window of opportunity that the issuance of debt could generate in the long term, 5 to 10 years. Based on the aforementioned ample period without capital payments in order to not commit resources that are intended for investor distributions. coordinate liens and financial and operating covenants among the various creditors. Considering that the company does not expect to use credit lines to finance the value-added tax receivable, the 2.3 billion pesos total amount of the credit is equivalent to a loan-to-value ratio of 33.1%. Tax reform. Now, let's talk about the tax reform. During the fourth quarter of this year, FIBRA Inc. will adopt a new structure for reporting the FIBRA's revenue. This was already foreseen in the FIBRA Trust Agreement and is based on the Mexican IRS criteria established for FIBRA issued on October 12, 2012 as a miscellaneous resolution. It states that boom revenue will be treated as rental revenue according to Articles 223 and 224. Furthermore, revenue from food and beverage and oil will be received by a separate fiscal entity that will apply to corresponding tax, all in accordance with Mexican tax law for FIBRA. Once this law is approved, FIBRA will announce a new structure in detail. By applying this measure, we expect that the impact from the tax reform will be minimal and will even enable us to offer more visibility and transparency regarding the performance of our hotels. We will keep you informed regarding our progress in the implementation of this strategy. The market analysis. Just a brief market analysis. The estimated growth for the Mexican economy for 2014 is at the most 3%, with an uncertain approval of the energy reform at the end of 2013. We also expect that the increase in long-term interest rates will slow down. The fiscal reforms are affecting investment and weakening job creation. We expect the positive effects of the energy reform to compensate for these negative effects. What we are doing at FIBRA Inc. First off, we are being very prudent in terms of our acquisition process in order to assure profitability and present more conservative projections regarding future hotel acquisitions. Already, the three properties we have already purchased are very profitable with cap rates over 10%. Furthermore, we are revising the acquisition of the Hotel Holiday Inn Coyoacán Hotel under the current agreement terms and given the proposal to form as previously mentioned by Victor. We will be very cautious with the use of debt. We are aiming to focus on preserving the profitability of the current hotels in operation, trying to keep the 37.3% margin of NOI over hotel revenues, including full service hotels. And we will keep our constant communication with the market. Analyzing the market where hotels operate, I wish to highlight the following characteristics. In the Northeast, we anticipate an improved security perception in the Reynosa and Monterrey area continues. Room demand by the oil and gas sector in Reynosa as well as industrial companies located near the Monterrey airport also remains strong. In Saltillo, we anticipate a continued stable performance at our hotels based on increased activity of the automotive and the auto parts industries. Our combined RevPAR increase for this area was 5.4 during the third quarter of 2013 compared with the same period of 2012. In the north, in recent years, the U.S. consulate at Ciudad Juarez simplified the immigration process, which impacted the demand in this city. Our strategy has been to focus on attracting business travelers from the inbound plants and the manufacturing industry that has been aided by the improvement of the security issues. Our RevPAR for the only hotel in this area increased 3.6 during the third quarter of 2013 compared with the same period of 2012. In Central and South Mexico, you have probably heard the impact that the automotive industry has had in the Bajío. This boost to the market has already in a very strong market in Guanajuato and Irapuato with a growing demand. In Querétaro, the economic driver is the manufacturing of the aerospace industry, where FIBRA Inc. is a market leader. In the case of Toluca, the industrial sector is predominant, but the city has been hit by some automotive companies moving to the north of the country and the slowdown of the activity of the Toluca airport, which is turning around with the entrance of Aeromexico, Walmart Service Center, and the construction of Galeria Shopping Center. Puebla is a successful case, also as a result of automotive industry, and has also been able to attract weakened tourism due to its proximity to Veracruz and Mexico City. Finally, Playa del Carmen is completely touristic center, but FIBRA Inc.'s hotel there is serving the business traveler that prefers not to stay at one of the all-inclusives. Our combined revenue increase for the central part of Mexico was 10.3 during the third quarter of 2013 compared with the same period of 2012. In the west,
Guadalajara is a commercial and business hub, but lacks manufacturing. Its performance is an example of the recent announced retail sales decline of the untouched, which reflects the weakness of the economy. In this market, a number of limited service hotels have increased, and there is a lot of competition in rates among competitors. Our combined revenue decrease for this area was 7.3% during the third quarter of 2013 compared with the same period of 2012. Nevertheless, the record for this last quarter in this area is a healthy 753 pesos. Thank you for your attention. That is all for our presentation. At this time, we will be happy to move to the question and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Yes, thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Again, that is, gentlemen, as a reminder, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question at this time. Our first question comes from Mauricio Santos with GBM.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the call. I don't know, could you give more details about the new structure of the FIBRA? When do you expect this FIBRA to be, will the new structure to be ready, and is there going to be any impact on the deferral of taxes from the owners of the hotels that, well, those who provided their hotel to the trust? Thank you.
Yes, thanks. This is Oscar Calvillo. Well, we will have those things before the end of the year, ready to start the next year with the new structure, which is we're already working on that. Basically, we're going to take advantage of our confirmation criteria that we received back in December, which is based on the miscellaneous resolution that states that the income of providing from lodging is the same as the income from the lease income for a FIBRA point of view. So we will separate all the income of the room that will be directly going to the FIBRA, and then we'll have the expenses paid out of that. And then all the remaining food and beverage is going to be received through another entity, and then after paying taxes, we'll go the remaining to the FIBRA. The impact, we will anticipate that a big amount, because we will have, for the next year, we anticipate 84% of our income will be room revenue, and only 16% will be other income, of which the margins in that other income are about 15-20%, so the impact on taxes will be not significantly.
Okay, so the thing is that you're going to separate the expenses as well when you register
yes.
it. So
that's
let's
right.
say that those expenses related to food and beverage will remain on the food and beverage, and that income will not go into the FIBRA. Is that correct?
No, well, actually, the FIBRA will receive compensation for the spaces used for the services provided for those services, either as the lease income of those spaces.
Okay. So you're let's say that the FIBRA will lease the food and beverage space and will receive a rent from that.
That's
and
correct.
That income will be distributed to all the certificate holders. That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, and do you think that will there be any, I don't know, maybe any additional competition from the food and beverage, or how are you going to manage that?
No, basically it's been managed the same way it's managed right now with hotel operators that we have for each of the hotels. The only thing is it will be separated the income and the expenses, and the net income or whatever received the fee will be either the lease income on the food and beverage side. And direct income from the room revenue.
Okay. Well, the thing is, there's not going to be like a net income from the food and beverage division that you're going to distribute back to the stockholders. That will not happen. Or
no.
Or maybe
no,
put it the other way. or you are going to fully lease the, or let's say that you're going to lease the food and beverage space in order for the Fibra to collect.
Yes, we're going to lease the food and beverage space and the meeting rooms and the banquet facilities, and those the income derived from that from the use of those space, that's what the Fibra is going to receive.
Okay, but there's not going to be any net income from the food and beverage division.
Basically, it's on an arm's length basis, and we will give much more details when we have this complete ready, because we're still having, and you know, the tax reforms have not yet been formally approved, but we will have that ready, and we will do a press release very with much details in order to explain all your questions.
Okay, perfect. And one follow-up, just to be when you came public, you said you were going to concentrate on selected services, hotels. This change in structure, does that impact any change in the strategy going forward? For instance, for you to pursue like bigger or full service hotels, or are you sticking with the selected services hotels?
I'm going to answer that. This is Victor Ferrillo. And when we came out in the IPO, we mentioned that we would go for business-oriented traveler with select service hotels and also with compact full service hotels, which is what we are pursuing right now. And we don't think we are going in the in any other direction right now. We are keeping our strategy. The hotels that we have acquired are still oriented to the business traveler, although they have they are full service hotels, but these are not luxury hotels, these are not resort hotels. So yes, we think we're not changing anything with a change of in structure. We are keeping on to our around select service, maybe compact full service, or sometimes we will go to limited service when there is the opportunity.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Angela, and congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Rogelio Yerudia with Actinver.
Hello, good morning, Victor, Oscar. Thank you very much for the call and congratulations on your results. I know you mentioned this on the call, but can you repeat which is the LTV level that you're looking forward, and can you comment when can we expect Fibrain to raise debt? And I have a follow-up question, if I may. Could you elaborate on the situation with the acquisition of the Holiday in Coyoacán? In your press release, you mentioned that due to the potential changes in the fiscal reform, the terms of this acquisition could change. Can you give us an update, please?
Yes. The loan to value that we intend is 33%. That's what we talked about since the IPO, and that will remain the same. We're looking to deal with banks, so we have the flexibility and be ready if there's the market opportunity to do a takeout. We have debt issuance, then we will do so, no? And we intend to go very slow with the debt and very cautious, you know, just to make sure how it's evolving the scenario in order where we've taken the debt. We are really have a proposal right now. We're in the final stage of negotiations to make up the group of banks that will allow them to give us the debt, no? Then your other question was?
Holiday in Coyoacán.
Holiday in Coyoacán. Basically, the profitability that we have, because the hotel has 44% income derived from banquet facilities and 6% by food and beverage. So almost 50% comes from there. So the impact on the by the tax reform for this hotel is much bigger than the other part of our portfolio, where we have 84%. Room revenue instead of 50%. So that's why we're revising that, and at the current price we wouldn't buy that, because then the profitability will be the one we expected.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question comes from Maria Madrazo with Credit Suisse.
Hello. Congratulations on your results, and my questions have been answered. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad now. We have no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Victor Zorrilla for closing remarks.
Well, thank you all for your attention. Please do not hesitate to contact our investor relations department if you have any other questions. We look forward to hearing from you. Please have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.